eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
But Howard, I want to finish with this last. I don't really know. Well, I do know why, because they wanted to make sure they kept their prestigious spot. But the Rose Bowl finally yielded. They bended the knee, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, and said, okay, we will get buy into this college football playoff. Now, the playoff will not start next season, but the following season, a 12-team playoff, if I'm looking at it the way it goes, it's almost scary, and I almost think that they're going to screw this thing up because it makes way too much sense. But you get the top four teams will get a bye. The next four teams get a home venue game, which I think is great for the fans, because I always thought it was unfair to ask fans to go to three different venues. Reward the fan base the way you reward the team. And, I mean, you'll have to set aside sections for the visiting section, but, you know, reward the fans. I mean, that gives you something to – if you miss out on the top four spots, at least you get a home game. Mm-hmm. But with the playoffs finally coming, Howard, I mean, I'm excited for this because I think the playoffs have been great for a year like this year, because if you would have asked me, I may have put money on a team 5 through 12 to win the whole thing, because I don't think that there is – that dominant team that we've seen in the past where, yeah, ain't nobody beating Bama, ain't nobody beating Georgia. I think this year, it's all about matchups and styles and who plays who. I would love to see it this year, but we don't get that. But I'm excited, Howard. How do you feel about this?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really exciting. I mean, you remember Jim Delaney is one of the representatives out there working with the Rose Bowl right now, consulting. So it's no, I'm not surprised that they were able to come up with a deal that works out for both. But I think you're right. When you talk about the first teams getting a bye, having these games on campus is going to be great. I think the other thing that you have to keep in mind with these 12 teams is, you know, the parents of these players also have to be able to make these trips as well.
Yeah.
So as we've seen with the 14 playoffs where the schools are chipping in and putting a stipend together for that, I think we'll continue to see that as well as it plays out. It'll have to be obviously more money for the teams that are continuing to move on and have to travel a lot. But I think that's just part of what needs to happen. There's clearly enough money in the kitty to make all of these things happen. And I think it's crazy when you ask, you know, the parents to try to make all these games. What happens if, you know, you're a team, you're number 10, and you're having to, or 12, and you have to make all these trips, three games maybe to get to where you need to go.
Right.
You know, you got to be able to subsidize some of that. And I think they're going to do the best thing they can, you know, for the players and coaches. Coaches are taken care of, but more so the players and their families,
yeah,
immediate families, need to be able to have the opportunity to make those trips. And precedent's already been set. You know, Urban and Gene Smith really pushed the ball hard on making sure that the players' families were able to be compensated. And it seems to me that it works pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things where, yeah, you just can't be greedy. I mean, let's be real. Schools get bowl money. They got all types of money coming in. Mm-hmm. You can spread a little bit of that cheese around and make sure everybody's happy. There's no need to be greedy. It's enough food. Everybody should be able to eat. And I do like that. And like I said, I like the fact that a fan, because a fan, let's face it, Howard, may not be able to travel to the semifinals or the national title game. But you know what you can say? I went to a playoff game in the home stadium, and that'll be the game you'll take a ton of pictures and tell your kids and your grandkids I was there. So I'm hoping that they keep it that way. I don't want to do the whole neutral site because I also think it's an advantage, especially for the teams in the Big Ten and the North, is the weather. Because that if you got to play, you know, if Ohio State's sitting there at the 5 seed this year, and let's say they got LSU coming up to, you know, play in Columbus, that's going to affect LSU a little bit more than if it was vice versa. Vice versa, that's just a regular game. But now, you can't simulate cold. Like, you could go into the practice facility, and I'm sure you have, Howard, you crank up the heat, and you make it miserable in there. How do you simulate cold and snow? What do you go to the local ice rink? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things. And that, to me, that's why it's going to be a fun little setup. Because, I mean, listen, there are some great powers out there, the institutions and football programs that, you know, you don't get an opportunity to see or experience. And you just mentioned one. You talk about LSU, you know, being able to come to the Big House. And you know, that's big time. Now, they went up to Green Bay. They played Wisconsin.
Right.
There at Lambeau Field, but again, that's a neutral field. It's still not the same as going and playing in Madison. And the other thing too is, how about the local economy too?
Yeah,
gets a big boost when you can have some of these playoff games back on campus. Just think about all the revenue that's going to be generated from not just the teams that are there, but you know, also the teams that's traveling will have to spend some money and, you know, take in the local scenes and restaurants and hotels there.
Yeah. So now I'm excited. I'm glad we can finally, it can go from maybe it'll happen. It just came down officially a few minutes ago that it will take place. Not next season, folks. Right. Following season, the 24-25 season, that's when you're going to have the 12 teams in the college football playoffs. And I think it'll be a good thing. I'm thinking you probably get on average at least 3 Big Ten teams of the 12 every season. Maybe sometimes you may even get a fourth team in there. But I like it because I do think that it's a little bit of the grind. It's a little bit like the NCAA tournament where, you know, now you got to deal with injuries. Now you got to make sure you're saving legs and, you know, it's strategy that goes in there. You just can't go all out and just, you know, and hoping that you only got to play 2 games. That third game, I think, is going to be key.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And for those who say what's going to ruin college football, actually it's not, because you got different things you can strive for. You can strive to get a bye, you can strive for a home game, or you can just strive to be one of the 12 teams and get in there. It's going to make the games more competitive. It's not going to take away from the season. I promise you, you're going to be excited because now more teams are going to be invested. Now more teams are going to have that shot of saying, okay, we got to go out and win this game rather than, you know what, you know, our season's over and now you got seniors opting out because they're just getting ready for the pros. That's how I see it. You're going to see more guys playing in the bowl game. So, Howard,
It's going to be good. And I think, you know, That's the part of it. You're going to see your marquee players are going to continue to try to play in these games because they're playing for something special, and you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think so. I just think, you know, the way it's set up, I still believe there's truly probably a handful of teams that can actually win it every year, but that's okay. I think there's so many other fan bases that are going to be invested in what's going to happen that that's good for college athletics. I think that's good. And
it is.
You know, much like we talk about in basketball, right? You talk about, oh, they made the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight. Now on the football side, you're going to be able to say, hey, we made the college football playoffs. We were one of those 12 teams. And I think you'll see, you know, places and institutions start to use that as a recruiting tool. We, every year, we're going to be in the playoffs.
Right.
You've and got to right. being one of those playoff teams.
I love that because, yeah, because every year, man, it's almost like you can pencil three of the teams in the playoffs. And then it's mm-hmm. always the battle for that fourth team. Now, didn't work out that way this year, but normally it's Alabama, which still may have a shot.
Yeah.
It's Georgia. It's Ohio State, but now Michigan is in there. But then, hey, Ohio State may make it in there. I like yeah. the fact that now you're right. You may be able to say, look, we didn't win, but I know, like, they got a banner and stuff up at MSU for 2015. We made the playoffs. And they were like, hey, we made the playoffs when it was harder. They could go full old man. We had to walk the school uphill both ways. It was right. only four teams, so we had to be the creme de la creme. But, yeah, right. I like the fact that it's not just the same teams over and over again, that you can get some variety, you can get some different matchups, you can get different styles. I think it's going to help out a lot of teams. And I also think that it's going to spread all the talent out so that every recruit won't just go to Georgia, just to Bama. Because now you could go to this school and go to the playoffs
and
play immediately. And like it's like the best of both worlds, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what's going to be exciting about it. You know, you talk about – and right now we're already seeing it with the transfer portal, which is one of the reasons I think that, that Bama is not as dominant as they've been
exactly.
You know, going back a couple of years because guys don't want to sit. They feel like they don't need to sit. I can go play right away. And so that talent starts to get spread out. But now that there are going to be a lot more teams that are going to have opportunities to be in the mix. And, again, you know, we said it. That's what's going to be fun about this college football and this 12-team playoff.
Well, you spoke about the portal. We'll probably get into the portal some next week because, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, it's getting ready to get hot. It's already hot.
I was about to say, getting ready to get hot? Oh, Alabama's second-leading receiver jumped into the portal. Like, whoa. Didn't see that coming. So, no, portal season has started. Want to get I got a ton of stuff I want to say about that. So, I saved that for next week. Okay. Howard, have a safe trip down to Indy. Enjoy yourself. I got to be honest. I was rooting. I was hoping that your Illinois team would be there so you could enjoy both personal and business-wise, but maybe
they
next year.
They screwed it up.
I don't know.
I
left it alone, man. I know that was – it probably was a sore spot to you the same way. If I was ever a method actor and, you know, and the director was like, I need you to get angry, I would think back to the final minute of the MSU-Indiana game in regulation. And that would just burn me on the inside. Like, you had first and goal from the 10 with a minute to go. You needed – 1 point, one field goal, one touchdown, and you got nothing. And now you're probably not going to – I mean, I think they got like a 3% chance of getting a bowl game if like chaos happens for them. But, yeah. their season's probably done. So at least you're playing another game. I'll just be watching my team sit at
there
home playing hoops.
Got to turn to recruiting.
That and the short pants.
Right. Short pants, no doubt.
Howard, safe trip to Indy, man. We'll have fun. We'll be back next week.